Okay, don't skip ahead. I'm going to talk to you about climate change. And I know it can get depressing or infuriating, but our show takes a different approach. It's Laura Lynch, and I'm the host of What on Earth, and we're all about solutions and hope. And I promise, no matter how overwhelming climate change might feel, we're with you on the journey to fix this mess. So listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Tom Harrington. We begin on Parliament Hill. A key player in the ArriveCan scandal is before the House of Commons to face a reprimand. Greg Fergus is House Speaker.
Mr. Christian Firth, you are attending the bar of the House for being found in contempt, for your refusal to answer certain questions, and for prevaricating in your answers to other questions before the Standing Committee on Government Operations and Estimates.
Firth is a partner in the firm behind the ArriveCan app. A report by the Auditor General found repeated failures in the procurement process of the program and estimated it cost nearly $60 million. Firth is also being questioned today by MPs, the first time that has happened to a regular citizen in more than a century. The federal government is making changes to its new National Dental Care Plan. Ottawa is making it easier for dentists to take part after some complained the registration process was too complicated. Tom Parry explains.
We heard from a lot of dentists who had concerns.
Federal Health Minister Mark Holland says the government is simplifying the way dentists can take part in the new Canadian Dental Care Plan. Some dental associations complained their members needed to sign a contract to join. Holland says now they can simply accept a patient and submit their bill to the insurance company the government has hired to administer the system.
What I'm hearing is very positive. I think the vast majority of dentists are going to participate. There may be some that don't, but I think the vast majority will participate.
Holland says so far 5,000 providers have joined and more than 1.7 million Canadians have been approved for access. The plan is aimed at helping low- and middle-income Canadians without private insurance. It will start rolling out next month, first for seniors and eventually for other age groups. Tom Perry, CBC News, Ottawa.
There is fresh criticism today of the federal government's mammoth budget. It includes billions of dollars in new spending for housing. But some Indigenous leaders say money earmarked for First Nations infrastructure is missing the target. Olivia Stefanovich reports.
What I expected to see was a reconciliation budget, and we did not see it.
Disappointment from Brendan Mitchell, the Assembly of First Nations Regional Chief for Newfoundland, over the federal government's attempt to address the infrastructure gap in Indigenous communities.
We're going to be far from having a closure of that gap by 2030, and I expect the gap will even further widen.
The federal budget promises just over $900 million for Indigenous housing and infrastructure needs, less than 1% of what the AFN says is required. National Chief Cindy Woodhouse-Nepinak says she wants an explanation.
So now more than ever, we need to be working together in a good way.
Woodhouse-Nepinak also says it's alarming. The finance minister's budget speech didn't mention the words Indigenous or reconciliation once. Olivia Stefanovich, CBC News, Ottawa.
Toronto Raptors player Jonte Porter has been banned for life by the NBA. A league investigation found Porter gave sensitive information to bettors to use for gambling on games. He also limited his own participation in several games for betting purposes, and even bet against his own team as recently as a month ago. The Raptors say they had no idea what the 24-year-old was up to. Porter becomes the first NBA player ever banned for gambling. A $60 billion U.S. aid package for Ukraine will be voted on in the House of Representatives on Saturday. That announcement coming after at least 17 people were killed by a Russian missile attack in the city of Chernihiv. Residents took cover as the airstrike obliterated buildings. Dozens of people were injured. President Volodymyr Zelensky says the attack would not have succeeded if Ukraine received enough air defense assets. He warns his country is nearly out of ammunition to neutralize the nearly daily missile attacks launched by Russia. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Tom Harrington. Thanks for listening.